Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all, I want to welcome y'all to Surge Radio. Sorry about the delay, but you are on air with your man Lyricist and Spades. Spades, you here, sir?
What's good, L? What up, bro?
Everything good, man. You know, just kind of bouncing back from a busy ass week. You know, it's looking like I may have to move the show date, man. You know, my day's been very, very busy as of late, you know, between, you know, work and all my other business ventures and shit, you know, I might have to balance out stuff a whole lot better.
Yeah.
What's going on with you?
Nothing much, man. I had an audition yesterday for the Transformers movie, and it went kind of good, so they called me back on Monday. That's about it.
That's awesome. That's good news, man. Yeah, you know, I can't get around to doing stuff like that, man. You know, I be so damn busy, you know, working on all this other stuff, and plus I'm trying to finalize this project that I'm working on right now. So the reset tape is coming soon. The artwork is done. I got a lot of dope tracks that's going to be on there. And I look forward to releasing some shit and busting some niggas' heads. So, I mean, other than that, you know, it's been the typical. We back on this Surge Radio shit. But Spades over here trying to be a movie star and shit. Man, look at this guy.
Man, explore all. Actually, some fluke shit. I got on Fox2.com, and I was reading, and they was like, you need extra, so I just filled it out. I wasn't expecting, you know, nobody to call me, but it was over 3,000 entries, and I got picked out of some of those, so, hey.
Yeah. Yeah, man, you know, I mean, whether it's credited or uncredited, them calling you back is a good thing, because most likely they're going to put you in the movie, so whenever you get that second call back, it's not like a third, fourth, and fifth callback. When you get the second callback, you're going to be in the movie. So they're going to tell you where they want you to be. So good job, man. You know, congrats on that. You know, I can tell you that in advance. You know,
appreciate it, bro.
Yeah, man. I know exactly where all the stars are staying, and you know how to get in contact with them. You know, I think Mark Wahlberg should be here in August. I can't say where he's going to be, but I know exactly where he's going to be, you know, to start the filming, you know, because right now I think they wrapped up the scouting for, you know, locations and everything in Detroit, because they shoot 8 weeks in Detroit. That's more than any
yep.
other place that they're going to go in, you know, while they're shooting this movie. So I tell people, look, go to Fox 2, go to Channel 4, you know, go to the website. And, you know, email and try to get yourself in that movie. You know, this is something that's good for Detroit, you know. So take advantage of it, you know. But, you know, let's move past that, dive into the first topic, sir. What is the first topic you want to touch on today?
Let's start with, did Bernie Sanders drop out of the race? I kept hearing a lot of people saying, oh, yeah, he dropped out and, you know, he doesn't have a chance. But he didn't drop out. He stayed in the race. And he said in the course would give him I think it gives him a better handle on the situation of the election. I don't know, man. I'm a little confused, but at the same time, it's like I'm glad he's still in there because that means we don't have completely, you know, just two options, two fucked up options to deal with. It's still a chance of
running. Well, I mean, just to kind of clarify, people's taking his words of what he said he would do as him dropping out. He said that he would vote for Hillary Clinton. You know, that's not him saying that he's getting ready to drop out. Of course, he's going to fight the fight all the way to the convention, you know, and see what happens after that convention. It's no different from what Hillary did to Obama. She stuck it out. She didn't drop out, you know, at the convention. She seen that there is no way that she can beat him. There are indications that Bernie, if he sticks in the race, that there's a possibility that he can sneak past Hillary. But, you know, people is taking his quote and, you know, they want him to drop out. That's what the media want him to do so they can only focus on the battle between Hillary and Donald because Hillary has been taking a lot of shots at Donald and Donald's been taking a lot of shots at her. So they just want a reason to, you know, eliminate that third person, but it's not going to happen. And that's been the entire issue while Bernie's been running for presidency, is that the media has this ability to ignore people when they're speaking. And you know, even John Kasich, you know, Kasich has been ignored from the whole Republican side of it. I think he's the better candidate than anybody else that was actually running for the seat on the Republican side. And Bernie Sanders is that for the Democrats. But they don't have the media exposure. Now, Bernie started to get the media exposure a little bit too late because everything is full circle and focused on Hillary Clinton because of the Clinton name. It's like the Clintons is like the modern-day Kennedys, you know. You say Clinton, they associate it with all the good things, grass is green on the other side type bullshit. So that's why it's kind of hard for the people like Bernie with the true message, with the true plan to stand out because it's boring. You know? So, yes, he's still in the race, and I hope he sticks it out, and I hope he's able to, you know, pull ahead and, you know, maybe pull off an upset, a Cleveland Cavaliers-type upset. Speaking of the Cleveland Cavaliers, you know, for the first time in a long time, I've been wrong, and I am man enough to admit it. The Cavs came back, and they made history. But as I stated in the last episode, they didn't have too many choices but be historical, you know. In the last episode, I said either the Warriors are going to do something great or they're going to add to a historical mark. Yes, they made history going 73-9. But they also made history by having the team down 3-1 and letting them come back and win a championship. If you have a record that impressive, that means that you're an impressive team. You know how to win. But we cannot forget that the refs were in the way the entire series. I mean, there's photos coming out where, you know, they had six people on a court. I know you've seen that shit, Space.
Yes, I did. Should have been called a technical foul for having too many players on the court, but
yeah, yeah. I mean, the shit that happened to Curry when Curry fouled out, Curry ran past LeBron, didn't touch the guy. They called the foul. Hell yeah, he should have got mad after that. Hell yeah. I mean, I even posted the picture of all examples of fouls on the Warriors players that was not called. I mean, Iguodala literally got hit in the face and they didn't call that foul. Now, this is not football, okay? Let's not confuse it. This is not football. Football, that type of contact is expected. This is basketball. These men don't wear gear to protect themselves from hits. So that's why you see the flopping and all that other stuff in this sport, because a foul is a foul. If you slap somebody's arm, it's a foul. If you slap somebody in the face, it's a foul. If you slap somebody on the ass, it's a foul. Okay, it is what it is. So, Spades, what's your thoughts, man?
Man, it was all over the place, this series, but I still can't take away from how the players played on both teams. It was a good series, but I was still going to have a championship than a record, and I'm going to leave it right there.
You know what? Here's how I feel about everything. LeBron did what he was supposed to do. I'm happy for Cleveland. I'm not happy for LeBron. Okay, I will never be a LeBron fan. People can call me a hater and say whatever they want. LeBron will never be better than Michael Jordan. LeBron will never be better than Kobe Bryant. LeBron will never be better than Dwayne Wade. LeBron will never be better than the people that I consider to be legends. You know, I don't care if he putting up triple doubles and, you know, doing all that other crazy shit. I mean, that's fine. But it doesn't excuse his failures. It doesn't. LeBron needs another 10 years to be great. Do he have another 10 years? No, he doesn't. You know, I can say those players that I just named made other players on their team better. People talk about, oh, Kobe was so selfish. But guess what? Kobe was a selfish person. He never denied being selfish because Kobe wanted what he wanted. See, Kobe was like Michael Jordan, but the Michael Jordan that you never thought existed. See, Kobe was outright blunt with his shit. Michael Jordan wasn't. Everybody thought that Michael Jordan was just this nice guy. And if you talk to any player that ever had to defend Michael Jordan, they said Michael Jordan had a nasty mouth. He was disrespectful on that court. He'd say things about your mama, your kids, and everything else to get under your skin because he was that type of competitor. But everybody want to magnify people like Kobe Bryant because, what, of the rape case? And LeBron James is not that type of player. Whereas Draymond Green talked crazy to him, he was ready to fight. But Draymond Green would have talked crazy to somebody like Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan would have responded the same way. You know, Kobe Bryant would have responded the same way. Why do you think Kobe is pretty much helping Draymond Green's game? Or they're as close as they are because they're the same person. I don't know. I'm happy for Cleveland. I'm happy for Kyrie, of which I believe Kyrie should have won the MVP. Because if there was no Kyrie, there would be no championship in Cleveland. And we've seen that last year. So what everybody was saying about the Warriors, their championship run was a fluke. I'm saying the same thing about the Cleveland Cavaliers. Without Kyrie being there, without Richard Jefferson being there, without J.R. Smith being there, stepping up the way that they did when it counted. But it all comes back to Kyrie. Kyrie was the man. So without Kyrie being there, when Kyrie was injured, there was no championship. When Kyrie was healthy, there's a championship. Y'all can dispute it all y'all want. Sorry, Cleveland Cavaliers fans. Y'all know like I know I wouldn't have that championship without Kyrie. LeBron, fall back like your hairline, nigga. Fuck it. All right, man, let's move on. Next topic we're going to talk about, man, is violence. It's violence, 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 man. It's not going anywhere, you know. It seems to be getting worse in Detroit, man. You know, I wish that some way, we got so much good news about investors and projects and everything that's coming to the city of Detroit, but it just seems like we can't get out of our own way. So before I touch on this in depth, Spades, share your thoughts, man.
that's it. Just needs to stop, yo. I was reading this morning when I woke up, and it said, you know, another body was found in another car on the west side of Detroit. It's just so many killings going on, unnecessary. People getting killed in front of their kids, babies getting killed. Like, when is this shit going to stop? This shit has got to stop, or we have got to wake up and say we need to come together as a fucking community and as a race and as people. Like, just put aside the race card and, you know, community-wise, people. Like, we are human beings, and niggas is out here living like, you know, we're not. That shit got to stop.
See, the problem with that is that people have this savage mentality now in Detroit. I haven't seen that in years. You know, everybody feels this. It's not a dog-eat-dog mentality. You know, where it is the mongoose, I have to use this analogy, where it is animals that hunt for food and there's animals that hunt for sport. Mongoose and weasels are known for hunting for sport. They don't eat their kills. They just kill. Lions, tigers, wolves, they have to hunt their food. It's never for the sport. It's rarely for the sport. Now, I compare the people that's doing all this crazy stuff in Detroit to a mongoose or a fucking weasel. You have to be a sick individual to just seek people out, kill them, dump them, and just go about your business like it never happened. How would you feel if some, and the crazy part about these individuals is that they don't think about how they would feel if somebody was to do that to their mother or to their brother. You see, they don't even think about that subconsciously because they feel like it can't happen to them. So people ignore the possibility of karma. I don't play with karma, especially not in an era that karma seems to be coming back a whole lot faster than usual. So you got these people in the city doing all this damage to each other, and they can't see the possibilities of what can happen in the city of Detroit, you know, that can make their life, their quality of living better. But your actions is scaring off investors. Your actions is scaring off the people that want to help rebuild the city. Your actions is scaring off the people that want to live in the city. The people from the burbs is trying to go back to the city, invest in the city, get homes in the city. I've seen so many people that lives in other states and move from here to other states try to come back home because they hear that things is trying to bounce back. But when they get back here, they hear about the whole disappointment about what's happening in the city. 20 people being shot on a daily basis. 1 or 2, maybe more fatalities on a daily basis. I'm not sure what the New Era movement is doing. I'm not sure what any movement is doing. I'm not sure what it's going to take to stop the violence in Detroit. But they have to see the possibilities of what the city could be because it's right around the corner. But they have to accept it. You know, they have to stay out of their own ways. When you have these events like the River Days and the Summer Jam and all that shit going on, and it always seems to be violence, if I was the city, I would shut down those events just how they shut down rec centers until we figure that shit out. Because at the end of the day, we don't need Summer Jam. We don't need River Days. I mean, you tell me the only time people can get along in Detroit is when it's cold outside? It's too cold to do some dumb shit, huh? But when it's hot, everybody want to act a fool. Everybody want to do something crazy. The only time you don't hear about something happening downtown is when you got the winter blast going on. So niggas can only act civilized when it's cold outside. That's some dumb monkey shit.
That's pretty much it, bro. Well, even at River Days, the first day, it was, what, three big fights down there? Like, what the fuck, man? Niggas can't go nowhere and just enjoy themselves or bring their families out. People have kids that they want to take out and let them enjoy the damn weather and experience new things, but people don't want to do that because they're so terrified of, or what if this random, you know, nigga just starts shooting, or I don't know, man. Shit has got to get better.
Look, man. Look, people like me and you and a few other people that I know is considered to be the new black. The new black is if you ain't stupid and violent doing stupid coon shit, you against your own people.
Pretty much.
Man, you should be out here doing what we doing, man. You know, man, you should be in the hood too. Okay, I'm in the hood, now what? Now what? What else gonna happen? Me being in the hood solidifying how real I am to make you feel better about yourself. I'd rather be the fakest motherfucker outside the hood. I'd rather be the fakest motherfucker somewhere else but the hood. Not doing some coon-like activity. Trying to figure out how I'm going to rob and take away from the next person when they worked hard and do the shit that they do. And they wonder why you got people like Lupe Fiasco making jokes about the city and shit. Of which Lupe can't make a joke about nobody else's city because his city is tearing itself apart too.
Damn,
so it's funny how
city?
People like, yeah, he made a joke about the city. You know, he put up a little gif saying that this is me leaving Detroit. I mean, and it was that scene from the Batman movie with the Joker kicking the door open while he's walking out backwards. So I thought it was kind of funny, but at the end of the day, he has to understand that Chicago is still ahead of Detroit as far as murder rate right now. And, you know, somebody called him out on it. He said, like, every time he see what happens in Detroit, in Chicago, it makes someone cry. So why don't you think that affects us the same way? All the violence that's happening here, why don't you think that affects us the same way? It's sad to see your city go through that. Don't be a hypocrite. That's my message to Lupe Fiasco, and I'm a Lupe Fiasco fan. Don't make fun of somebody else's struggles when yourself or your city is going through the same struggles. Now, I can move past that. I can care less about it. You know, we said everything that needs to pretty much be said about it. But, you know, I still pray for Detroit, man. All this shit that I see trending on Twitter and shit, I mean, I pray for Detroit. I pray for Chicago. I mean, Chicago is one of my favorite cities to visit. You know, I plan on taking my family there, you know, soon. And it's really, really sad that stuff like that is happening because it seemed like it's happening only in the urban communities, and it's taking us backwards. And I wish that we can have a strong leader to step up and speak on it and lead the urban community into a different direction. And it seemed like it's not happening. Because you got the Al Sharptons and the, you know, the culture vultures, like, you know, Jesse Jackson, they pretend like they care about what's happening in the urban community. Yeah, I said it. Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, people like that are culture vultures. Mm-hmm. The only time that they come out and really stand up for black people is when there's 100 cameras around. When they willing to come out and stand up for black people when them cameras are off, then I could change what I say about them. Other than that, I don't think they did shit great for us. Period. So let's move on. We're going to touch on the draft. A lot of great draft picks this year. look like it's a lot more talented artists from this draft. Spades, what do you think about it, sir?
Yeah, I think a lot of teams got a lot of good players so far. The Pistons acquired a couple forwards that I think, you know, instead of getting guards like we have been in the past, I think that was a good move. I think Derrick Rose going to the Knicks is a good move. It's a good move for the Knicks, not for the Bulls. Well, I guess you could say, yeah, a little bit of both, because he is injury prone, so you just got to make sure that he doesn't injure himself before the first game. The 76ers got first pick, which is Ben Simmons, so they looking pretty good. Kay Fielder went to fucking Cleveland. So, you know, Cleveland got some – they got a nice little – they got a nice pickup up there. I like the way the what's name been going so far. You haven't seen a lot of dumb picks. I just want to say this. I don't want to see KD go to Golden State Warriors. In my opinion, I think that would be kind of stupid. Well, you got too many weapons, too many superstars. For one, KD, we saw it this season, right? We saw it during the season with him and Westbrook. Like, if there's another person that's outshining him, this is my opinion. They're like, oh, well, you know, what is that? This is my opinion. You can go back to the phone and look at it. KD,
hey, your phone's breaking up, man.
You don't like to be told what to do on the court. So I feel like him going to Golden State would cost too many cards.
Hey, your connection is weak. I didn't catch any of that. So here's my opinion on that. If KD goes to Golden State, he gonna get what he finally needed. A real point guard. Russell Westbrook is not a real point guard. I can't say that he won't pass the ball, but I can say that getting a dish from one of the best point guards in the game, you know, will complement, you know, KD's style of play. He's going to get fed that ball from Steph Curry. That entire team passes the ball. So he's going to have to get used to the concept of ball movement and not stopping at him. See, they need an upgrade at the small forward position if they want to play small effectively. Harrison Barnes is just in the way. You can't tell what type of player Harrison Barnes is going to be, because nights where it is, he's on, he'll drop 25 points, and when he go cold, boy, do he go cold. You don't get that from KD. KD can shoot himself out of a slump, and that's what they need, is consistent scoring. They can't rely on the people that they would have relied on before, because they've always had that inconsistent piece with Harrison Barnes. So if he was to go there, it would make sense, because that would be an instant championship for the Warriors. I'm not saying that. The Warriors is not who they are because Steph is a star and Klay's a star. Yeah, they stars to a certain degree, but they're not megastars or superstars like LeBron and KD. So I get it, but at the end of the day, you know, I mean, it makes sense. Do I think Ben Simmons should have been number one? No. I think Ingram should have been number one. But I'm glad the Lakers got him. I'm glad the Pistons got who they got, too, which was a solid pick.
Yes.
So at the end of the day, you know, it was a good draft. It was a lot of good trades. And it was good. It was good to see Derrick Rose kind of fired up. You don't get that a lot from people like Derrick Rose. You know, he the quiet type, likes to stay to himself. You know, he can be a floor general, but I think this trade woke him up. Now, people, like he said, he's been healthy for two seasons. Ain't nobody say nothing about that. He was healthy for two seasons. He didn't go. He played two full seasons without major injury. So let's see if he can play a third season. See, his thing is that he got to find his rhythm. And if he don't find his rhythm, you know, it's going to be hard for him to execute with people like Carmelo. Carmelo going to have to change his game up a little bit too. If Carmelo wants to be great, he can't rely on his jump shot. We know he got a jump shot, but he got to become more creative. Now, if KD happens to decide to go to that big market, I'm not sure how that – now, he wouldn't fit that well with Carmelo and Derrick Rose. Now, that's something I don't want to see.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, this may surprise a lot of people. I don't want to see KD in Los Angeles. I don't want to see him be a Laker. And I'm a Lakers fan. But I don't believe KD is what the Lakers need. If the Lakers is going to trust Ingram, and Ingram has the same type of ability as KD, if not slightly better, his upside is a little better, grow that potential in him and make him the small forward y'all needed. In my opinion, while the Suns is talking about moving Bledsoe or moving Brandon Knight, I think the Lakers should look at that. The Lakers should try to trade D'Angelo Russell and try to get
Bledsoe. Yep.
Or get both of them and have them start back to back. You know, I'm pretty sure Brandon Knight wouldn't mind coming off the bench. Or if the Pistons are smart, they'll trade Jody Meeks there, get Brandon Knight, bring him here as a backup. That'd be a good backup to bring him back here to Detroit, because Brandon Knight, all he did was get better.
Yep.
Everything that we wanted Stucky to be, that's what Brandon Knight became when he left here. He went to Milwaukee, went off. He went to the Suns. All his game did was elevate. He's showing that he can be a starter. But if we had the same type of mindset as the Golden State Warriors, we can have a championship team here in Detroit. But I feel like the approach has to be different when it comes to building. What the fuck do I know? I only just host a radio show, you know? The fuck do I know? So I hope y'all enjoy listening to Surge Radio, man. I didn't get to my topic, the Brexit topic, you know, Britain exiting the European Union. Y'all should read up on that so y'all can understand how it impacts everybody in the world and how it impacts the United States. But for now, we're going to get out of here. Spades, you want to send us off, sir?
I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Surge Radio with your boy Lyricist and your co-host Spades. This has been another great episode, Surge Radio, where shock isn't shock, it's real. Till next time, people.
Yes, sir.